my producer and sound engineer, big fans of Madonna, it seems. That's her 1989 smash hit, Like a Prayer. She will be playing two songs, including that one, at tonight's Eurovision final. Our own Henry McKean has been taking in the atmosphere in Tel Aviv ahead of the final. Let's have a listen.
We are Matthias and Clemens. We're cousins from Iceland. We are founding members of award-winning anti-capitalist...
BDSM, bondage, dungeon, scat, doomsday...
Cabaret-influenced, opera-influenced, cyber-goth...
Contemporary, modern artists, art performers...
entertainment performers group, Hatari.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on there. I mean, I heard words like contemporary and bondage, but you said a lot more too.
The people who call for boycott have no idea what's going on here.
So how do you say to them that they talk about the fact that Israel have a heavy hand on the Gaza Strip?
I think
the West
they
Bank?
Want the boycott because they saw some articles on the news or on TV about some shooting on the border. But look what's going on at the border. You know, they're sending balloons. You know, kids in Israel are afraid of balloons just because they're sending bombs with the balloons.
Hello, I'm Marty. How are you?
Marty Whelan. We're here. Just beside the pool, just beside the beach,
put a towel over yourself, man.
It's 30 degree heat, you're wearing shades, and underneath those shades I can see tears
of
joy.
I'm very emotional, I'm just so happy for her. I'm so happy for her, and I'm so happy for her daughter, and I'm so happy for the opportunity that this has given both of them.
Can I give you a hug?
Of course you can, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I love you and I love Israel.
It's a great city. It's the best city in Israel.
Unfortunately, we had a very, very strong semi-final, much stronger than semi-final one. And, you know, the draw in terms of the running order didn't do us any favours either, as we were in a notoriously difficult position, which is number two. But, you know, that's the breaks. It's a tough, tough competition. It's not as easy as it once was. There are over 40 countries taking part. It's a difficult, difficult competition, and it attracts top professionals from around Europe, and other countries plough in huge resources to the competition, which unfortunately a small broadcaster like RT just doesn't have. So we have to, we have to be clever about what we do with the limited resources we have. And to be perfectly honest, I think this year we put together a very credible act, and I'm just sorry for Sarah, and I'm sorry for all the fans that supported her, and it came out here that we didn't manage to get to the final.
Head of the Irish delegation, Michael Keely, speaking from Tel Aviv. And the lady who Henry hugged is Sarah McTiernan's mum, Sinead. And Henry is standing by for us now. Henry, good morning.
Good morning. Good
Henry,
morning, Susan.
We have very little time here. Time is against us. So two things I need to get from you. Who is going to win the Eurovision final tonight?
Well, I think it's going to be Australia, because if it's Australia, that means it's going to get complicated because Australia aren't allowed to host it. So that's going to be interesting. Also, Denmark are the bookies' favourites, and also Holland. They all have a strong chance.
If Australia won it and can't host it, can they nominate somebody else to host it? Is that how it works?
That's a really interesting question. My understanding is they've been doing secret deals with Germany. So if Australia win, Germany host it. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how that one pans out.
Okay, so we've got the big final, all the bells and whistles in Tel Aviv tonight. One of the big stories, Madonna is performing. Why? Is it all about the money?
Well, I know people have said it's about the money. Not really. This lady, Madonna, she's been so successful. She's a superstar. She's worth hundreds of millions. No, it's about her album going to number one. And it's about ego. Justin Timberlake recently performed his song a few years ago, and it went to number one around Europe. Remember, Susan, I know you said you might not be watching, but hundreds of millions of people across Europe will watch tonight. And hundreds of thousands of Irish people will secretly watch it tonight, but they won't admit it because they secretly love it.
Just finally, Henry, in Tel Aviv, what's the security been like? We've heard a lot about boycotts. Some of the voices in that Vox Pop touched on that. But what has been security like? Kind of heavier than previous years in other locations?
Well, I was privileged enough to go to Dusseldorf. And yes, heavy, heavy security. My bag has been searched so many times. I have been asked so many questions, and then I've got to repeat the questions. But they are just trying to keep everyone safe. And on the boycott, it has been hard on Sarah McTiernan. And because she has received a bit of backlash on social media from protesters. But remember, this Israeli-Palestinian conflict, it's historical, it's very complex, and it's been rumbling on for years, and it's not as simple as the Twitterati suggests, Susan.
Absolutely. Okay, Henry McKean travelled to the Eurovision with thanks to Paddy Power, and thank you, Henry, for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning with that update. If you are going to watch the Eurovision tonight, do join it. Maybe I'll be convinced.